My name's Andrew Watson. I'm a professor at the University of East Anglia in the School of Environmental Sciences there. I'm leading the part of the Ocean Acidification Project, which actually goes out and observes how pH is varying in the seas, which are important to the UK. That was the phrasing of our proposal, which of course is UK shelf waters, but it's also the North Atlantic. And since the British Antarctic Survey works down in the Southern Ocean, we are also doing some measurements down there. The idea of this then is people are concerned about ocean acidification, but we really need to have some kind of metric to understand how much change in pH is going to be harmful. And one way to do that is to ask, well, what is the range of pH change that organisms normally see in the environment? So we would like to know how pH varies in different environments now, today, and also then whether we can see the encroaching effects of rising carbon dioxide on pH in these various environments. It's a very slow process. The increase of CO2 causes a decrease in pH, but it's quite difficult to measure it over just a year or two. So you have to measure it over some considerable time period. So we will be measuring over 4 years. That's the length of our project. But we hope to integrate our measurements with those that have gone on for a much longer time period, and also to put in place a network which will enable people to study it in the future. So, for instance, one of the things we've done is my consortium involves people from UEA, it involves people from Southampton University and the National Oceanography Centre there, from Plymouth Marine Laboratory, and very importantly from CFAS, which is the statutory body. They're a government agency, and they're responsible for example, fishery surveys. So they are now getting into doing surveys for pH as well. They're learning how to do those measurements and how to take those samples, so that in the future, we hope, there will be an observational network that continues to watch for acidification as it occurs over the next, well, however long we're able to keep these things up. So what we're finding is that pH is pretty variable on a seasonal basis. It varies multi-decadally or multi-annually, certainly in the North Atlantic, in quite large ocean areas. We find that there is a variability which is clearly forced by natural climate change, but probably on top of that natural variability, you know, there is a slow acidification occurring. And we can see that in some parts of the world now. In other parts of the world, it's the natural variability still obscures that. In order to measure pH, which, as I say, is a difficult thing to measure, surprisingly difficult to measure at these high precisions in seawater, you have to measure, well, one way you can do it is to put a pH meter in, but mostly the pH meters that are currently available simply aren't accurate enough. So another way to do it is to measure two other components of what's called the carbonate system. It's the chemical system of carbonate and bicarbonate in seawater. And if you measure any two of those components, you can calculate the rest, including the pH. So typically, we would measure the total carbon concentration of the water and something called the alkalinity of the water, which is actually, it's, if you like, its buffer capacity, how much acid you have to add to it before you've used up all the capacity that the seawater has to absorb acid. So one would take samples in perhaps half-litre bottles. If we're not going to measure them immediately on the ship, we would put some mercuric chloride in them, which is a poison that kills the bacteria, basically, that's in them, to make sure that the bacteria don't respire anything in them. And then you bring them back to the laboratory and you measure, for instance, the total amount of carbon dioxide in them. And you can do that just by putting a lot of acid in the water, and all of the carbon dioxide then turns to gas, and you put that through a gas meter, basically, and measure it. If you also measure precisely the amount of acid that will do that, turn all of the carbon dioxide into gas, then that's a measure of the alkalinity. So these are chemical measurements, they're wet chemistry measurements, usually. The unusual thing about them is that they're done to very high precision. because to get the pH, we are looking to see pH changes that might be 0.001 of a pH unit per year. So you're not talking about the kind of measurement that you do in your school laboratory. This is quite difficult stuff to do.